Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Introducing the Waiver Wire Boys, your one-stop shop for fantasy football. Here are your hosts, Lucas Alexander and Tommy Call.
Good morning, Bay Area. You heard the man. I am Lucas Alexander, and I am so happy to welcome back my good buddy, Tommy Call. He is going to be hosting the Waiver Wire Boys with me today and moving forward.
Let's go.
Tommy knows football as well, if not, well, better than really anybody I know, better than anybody at this station. I'm
what
so fired up to have you here with me, Tommy. We're going to be talking fantasy football with you for the next hour, leading you up to week 5 in the NFL. And in fact, Tommy, we already have a game going on, a little bit of footy across the
across
pond there.
Across the pond.
Yep, American footy. And we'll keep you.
Is that like an Irish?
I was going
English. We're going to move past that.
I mean, we're in London. We're not. We're in the Bay Area.
We're
but
in the Bay Area.
They are in London. It's Jets-Falcons. Falcons trying to falcon across the pond. It is a 20-9 ball game. We'll keep you updated, whatever's going on there. 7 minutes left in the fourth. But we have so much to get to, Tommy.
A lot, baby. Let's get it.
First, before we get to the injuries, the ins and outs, how you feeling? Week 5. Is there a single thing you are looking forward to most today?
I will say, in the terms of the fantasy football season, not the daily leagues, the full league slate, Week 5 is a big week because if you're sitting 0-4 right now,
it's not good.
1-3 even, you lose this game, your season is pushing closer and closer to almost over. It's a real tough road. You got to break off a streak. So it's a big one for the people out there. The last week before we get into the buys as well. So the last time you're going to have your full season, your full team ahead of you, so a big one. I'm fired up to talk about it.
Fired up to have you. We're going to go through every single game today. Try and move quickly because there are a lot of really big games and really big storylines that we're going to want to sink our teeth into, including Trey Lance right here in the Bay Area. Well, I guess they're in the desert. But the story here locally is Trey Lance making his first career NFL start. We will get to the fantasy impact of that. And we want to hear from you, 888-957-9570. Give us your start sit questions. If you have general fantasy questions, strategy questions, get to us. You can text us. You can call us. Same number.
And we're here live, baby. You got a question right now. We will answer it for you right now.
We are live. 888-957-9570. And before we get into those games, I'm going to give you the rundown of the ins and outs, the injuries, as the Jets just score a touchdown to cut this game, make it a little bit closer. It looks like it's going to be 20-16 after a PAT across the pond. Here are your injuries, your ins and your outs, and there are a lot of big names. But we like to spin this positive, Tommy, so we're going to start with the ins. Who is playing today, week 5? Ezekiel Elliott will play. He had knee discomfort over the week. It popped up a little bit, but he's going to be going. He'll be good. Amari Cooper, his teammate, also going, those two against the Giants. Antonio Gibson. He revealed earlier this week, it came out of nowhere, that he's playing through a stress fracture in his shin. Now, Tommy, normally we won't go into depth on a lot of these injuries
until we get to the game.
It doesn't seem like a smart strategy to play through a stress fracture. Am I dumb to think that way?
I have no idea, but the fact that he has been out there, and he's been a very frustrating guy for a lot of fantasy owners, a guy that was deservedly a top 15 pick in most leagues, if not higher, and his lack of not only production, but just involvement in that offense so far through the season has been something that I know has annoyed a lot of people, and this might reveal a little bit as the reason why, you'd think?
I definitely think it can explain a little bit, at least because he's a full go in the run game, but it's the limited usage in passing.
Quickly, though, how much do you trust him this week now that you know that, and then what we have on the resume so far of this season with J.D. McKissick's involvement? Are you all in? You have to start him type of thing? Are you looking around to see if you can trade him? What are you thinking, Luke?
I have him everywhere. I've said multiple times that my season goes as Antonio Gibson goes. I'm nervous about this, but the fact that he's willing to play through it, he said he's not in much pain, and that's really all it is a pain tolerance thing, which is just crazy to have a stress fracture in your shin and to think you're not going to make things worse by playing on it. But me personally, I don't have better options. I have Dalvin Cook in one of my teams, and we will get to him. He's not playing today, so I don't have many other options. If you have questions, again, text us 888-957-9570. If you want to know if you should play Antonio Gibson or someone else, but I think you kind of have to go with it today. He's still going to get the running back touches.
He has that potential in the running game. Break a game loose.
Okay, I started this whole thing off by saying we're going to move quickly through things. We're already not doing that. Let's try and go quicker. A.J. Brown will play against Jacksonville. Joe Mixon had a mild high ankle sprain. Not sure how that works, but he is not 100%. He will, in fact, play, though. I'm expecting him to get less than his normal workload. T. Higgins, also his teammate, he missed the last two games with a shoulder. Apparently, he looks great. He's playing against Green Bay, he and Joe Mixon. Teddy Bridgewater for the Broncos, and his pass catcher, Cortland Sutton, will go against Pittsburgh. Elijah Mitchell, a Niner, is back against Arizona. I'm expecting him to him to lead the backfield there in touches. Chase Edmonds against the Niners will play in the desert. Chase Claypool will return against Denver. DeAndre Swift, Jamal Williams, and TJ Hawkinson playing against the Vikings. And lastly, Josh Flash Gordon expected to make his Chiefs debut on Sunday Night
Football.
Can't
wait for that one.
That's going to be a fun one. So that was your good news.
That's the good news.
Let's get to the bad news.
Give me the bad news.
Christian McCaffrey and Dalvin Cook, your number one and number two consensus draft picks in your fantasy drafts, month and a half ago. They will both be out this week. C-Mac will miss his second straight game with a hammy. Dalvin, they're just taking the cautious approach with him and his ankle. They get a really nice matchup against Detroit, and so this is a great matchup for Alexander Mattison. Again, out, George Kittle. The Niners placed him on IR yesterday with a calf injury. They have a bye week next week, so he has to miss at least three games, so he's out next 4 weeks. We will get to what that means when we get to that game. David Montgomery also placed on IR. He's going to miss 3 to 5 weeks. We knew that last week. Julio Jones is out with a hamstring. And his teammate, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, in case you were thinking about him.
A guy that a lot of people probably picked up last week.
Yeah, I was intrigued by him. Both those Titans receivers are out. And Rob Gronkowski, fractured ribs and a punctured lug, out. Oh, I said and, but I have two more. Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton also out for the Jets.
A laundry list of ins and outs.
Can we get to some games?
Let's get to some games.
And again,
I'm fired up to talk about this first one we have here.
Beautiful. Packers and Bengals. I'm going to lead us off. You ready?
Lead us off.
We talked about Joe Mixon. He's got his high ankle sprain. He's going to play, but he's not 100%. I think he's in a similar spot to Antonio Gibson. I think you have to play him against a bad Green Bay defense. And that Green Bay defense got even worse, by the way. We don't normally do defensive player injury updates, but Jair Alexander, their star cornerback, their shutdown cornerback, a guy I know that you loved coming out of college out of Louisville, he's placed on IR with a shoulder injury. T. Higgins is back. I think that is a massive upgrade to the passing game and really the whole offense for Cincinnati. With T. Higgins back, I think it's a downgrade to Tyler Boyd. I think I'm trying to find other options in Tyler Boyd.
What about Jamar? Does that change how you feel? He's just a certified wide receiver one. You're starting him every single week.
You don't
have to worry about anything.
I wouldn't say wide receiver one. I'd say wide receiver two, but he's a lock in your lineup. He's just a game breaker.
Yeah.
You don't want to have
I agree with you. I don't worry about any of those other guys.
So for the Bengals, for me, it's T and Jamar Chase and Joe Mixon. I don't want to do the Siju Zama thing. I'm not chasing what he did last week. And Tyler Boyd, I think I'm trying to find other options, though he is a flex play, and I'm expecting them to be trailing in this game, so Joe Burrow's going to have to throw.
I think this game, though, is going to be probably has more fireworks than expected this week. Like, I would take a piece, especially if I'm DFSing today. I want a piece of that game. I want a little bit of that action because I do think it's going to be heavily pass involved. And on top of that, even in a guy like Aaron Jones, who we saw last week kind of start to get the ball rolling more and more and more. So I'm excited about this one specifically because I do think there's going to be a lot of offense.
I like this. A little game stack for your tournaments if you're looking at it. On the Packers side, it's pretty straightforward. You're starting Devontae. You're starting Aaron Jones. You're starting Aaron Rodgers. I know A.J. Dillon got a little more work last week than really we'd seen all year. If you're watching the game, hashtag watch the games. If you're watching the game, Aaron Jones fumbled at the end of the third quarter there, and they were already up 17, so they kind of just sat him down and used it as an excuse to get A.J. Dillon some work. Still, Aaron Jones is backfield to me. Am I wrong in thinking that that's a one-off for A.J. Dillon?
I don't think it's a one-off. I think they drafted him, what, was he a second-round pick? A pretty high pick. I think they want to get him involved, and it's his sophomore season, but I still think Aaron Jones is a bona fide. You got to start him every week if you have him in your lineup. A.J. Dillon hasn't shown anything, but it's definitely something to monitor.
It is definitely something to monitor. We're getting some texts in here. Can I ask you, Samaje Perine, your thoughts here as
nothing.
Joe Mixon's playing, so I don't think you can play him.
I don't think so either, specifically, too, because like we said about that game, there's going to be a lot of passing. They are as good as the Bengals have looked the last couple weeks and how Joe Burrow's pushing the ball down the field to Ja'Marr Chase. They're still playing the Packers. Let's be honest, the Packers are probably going to go up in that game, and it could even render a guy like Joe Mixon a little bit irrelevant in terms of just running. He might catch some passes, but I'm way out on Samaje Perine today.
You're right. If the game does get out of hand, I mean, this was his backfield, Joe Mixon's, even in the past game usage.
For sure.
We'll see if they use Chris Evans more. One more question before we move to the next game. Chase Edmonds expected to play but was dealing with a shoulder all week at practice. This is from our buddy Spadoni. This is from the 831. Should I still go with him, Chase Edmonds, because of PPR production, or bench him to his backup, James Conner, who has 4 touchdowns in the past 2 weeks? Look at Spadoni bringing the stats to back up his questions. Oh, and he says, by the way, Dolphins stink.
Wow. Are they a football team? Are we talking about that?
We'll get there eventually.
So speaking of Spadoni, though, you know this, Luke, and I've been a big, big fan of the Arizona offense from the start of the season. Any piece I can get from that. What I will say, though, is our guy is in a predicament with both of those running backs because it is a total toss-up. I like Chase Edmonds a little bit more because he seems – watched a lot of Cardinals football this season. He seems to be the guy involved through the whole game where Connor gets it going in the red zone, which is a total bummer. But I also do think that guy – game with Trey Lance going, it could be have some fireworks similarly to the Bengals game that we were just talking about. But I love the Arizona offense. Any player that I have on that, Rondale Moore, just sign me up. Any of these guys, Max Williams, the guy we're going to be talking about today, any of those guys I can get, I'm interested in.
It's a Max Williams tease, folks. And to answer your question, Spadone, I'd prefer Chase Edmonds. I don't want to chase the touchdowns. I know he had 4 in the last 2 weeks. It's all in the red zone.
Where's that number 2? It just looks cool on top of it. So you got the swagger points.
Better than the number 6 on James Conner.
Yeah.
It would have been a really nice opportunity for James Conner, though, if Chase Edmonds missed today. He was going to get the backfield all to himself. Tommy, let's move to the next game. So far, we just spent 10 minutes on one game. So we're going to have to move a little bit quicker.
This is going
to
be a quick one because we had talked about these exciting games. Now we're moving on to Lions at Vikings. The real question, more importantly, in terms of fantasy football, is will this game even be shown on the Red Zone channel? Because Dalvin Cook is out, and I am not a big believer in Alexander Mattison. When Cook has been out in the past, he's never done anything special. He's been okay. Like, I would feel comfortable starting him if I had a low RB2. I'm not flexing him. I'd rather start a wide receiver or something like that in that situation. I need to see it, and especially that game is so weird to me. I know the Lions are bad, but I'm not necessarily counting them out just because they're going against Kirk Cousins. And, you know, I'm more comfortable with a guy like Quintez Cephas, maybe, who's seen 5 targets in 3 of the 4 games.
Yeah.
We like to talk about like our bums of the week. A guy that is lowly.
Scrub seems a little more low.
Scrubs of the week. A guy that isn't highly owned, but could break a game open. And I'm looking at Cephas as one of those guys this week. If I'm really if I'm scrounging through the waiver wire, if he's available, he's a guy that I might start if I'm in a desperation mode.
That's fair. I could not disagree any more wholeheartedly. I love Alexander Mattison in this spot. We saw what he did a couple weeks ago when he had the backfield all to himself against the Seahawks. The Seahawks defense is awful.
They just can't stop anybody.
The Lions aren't any better. Like, the Seahawks might be the worst defense in all of football. The Lions might be the second worst. And then you have the Jets and the Jags and a couple other teams right in there. But the Lions aren't stopping Alexander Mattison. Mm. I think he has some juice to him. So I like him in this spot. I think he's a borderline RB1 in this spot. So
we'll see.
I don't think that's very close for me if you're ranking flex options between Cephas and Mattison. But
it's a play. It's a downfield play. But so overall, we don't have to get into who you're starting sitting in this game. You should know it. The only guy of question is Mattison.
I agree. You're starting Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen, all those guys.
Yeah.
Play him.
Hawkinson.
Hawkinson is healthy. Yeah. You're playing him. And I mean, DeAndre Swift, you're playing him.
Of course.
Jamal Williams, that's a question mark. Any interest?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just for what they've done over the last couple of weeks. I mean, I think he's a guy that, him versus Mattison. I know you're on that wagon, but again, this game, it's not a fantasy barn burner. folks.
From the 650, again, you can text us, call us, 888-957-9570. Josh Jacobs or Chuba Hubbard PPR. Josh Jacobs expected back. Mm. They are playing this afternoon against
the Bears.
The Bears and Chuba Hubbard, they are playing
the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Who can't stop anybody.
Where do you stand on Josh Jacobs or Chuba Hubbard?
Well, Peyton Barber's out, I think, as well. He's not playing in this game.
Is that true?
Yeah, I thought he had an injury, or maybe there he was banged up a little bit.
Probably know that.
And then I like Josh Jacobs. I think it's weird the Raiders haven't gotten him going. They probably are going into this game as a significant favorite, playing at home. I know it's the debut of Justin Fields, but this should be, in my opinion, a win for the Raiders. So I'm taking Josh Jacobs because I like the game script. I think they're going to try and get him going heavily. Peyton Barber news?
No, he's dealing with a turf toe, which
okay.
I didn't know. So he's looking at missing multiple weeks.
Yeah, so I'm in on Josh Jacobs, especially because Barber has been very good in the limited action. So I'm in on Josh Jacobs, though, especially with him out.
I trust the pass down usage from Chuba in that game. I think I'd lean that direction. But the Peyton Barber news definitely gives me more confidence for Josh Jacobs. He should have that backfield pretty much to himself. They don't trust Kenyon Drake there in Las Vegas. Okay, on to the next game. Let's go. This is my lock of the day. Are you ready?
Oh.
We're getting there early. 15 minutes into the show, I'm giving you my lock of the day.
We don't have a sound yet for the lock of the day, but I'm just going to go chink.
I was ka-chink.
Like, ka-chink.
We'll do it ourselves. The over-under in the Broncos and Steelers game, that is our next game. The over-under has been bet down to 39.
Yikes.
That is tied for the lowest on the weekend. Unders are combined. Shout out Kyle Madsen, our buddy, who I believe has a show after us today. He tweeted out the stat that the unders are a combined 8-0 in Broncos and Steelers games this season. Broncos, Steelers, a lot of banged up guys. I know the Steelers defense isn't the same defense we've seen over the last couple years. They're still solid. The Broncos have to go across the country. They have no way to run the football. The under is an absolute lock for me. 39 points. That's
absolute
the under.
Absolute lock.
Attaboy, Sterling. Yeah, it just screams a 16-10 game for me. So I if there are question marks in this game, I am trying to fade pretty much everybody in this. But let's give you a quick team-by-team breakdown. Teddy Bridgewater, again, cleared concussion protocol. He'll start. Cortland Sutton sprained his ankle on Friday, but he will go. He will give it a go. And as I said, it's not the same Steelers defense. I don't love Melvin Gordon or Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
I
do believe at one point in the season we will be talking about Javonte Williams as a dude,
maybe.
That being his backfield, but it's just not yet. And I don't trust it. I have Javonte Williams in a lot of leagues. I'm sitting him on the bench just because I don't trust it. And playing Denver's traveling to Pittsburgh, I don't know. They're a team I need to see them do it, specifically Williams, before I have the faith to start him with regularity.
I think that's fair. I completely agree. And for the Steelers, Deontay Johnson, my guy, and Najee Harris, another one of my guys. And then I'm good. I think I'm good about the rest of the Steelers.
Juju, Chase Claypool.
Claypool's back.
Yeah.
I'm good. Prove it to me.
Okay.
These guys don't see the targets that I need to feel confident in them. Juju will see the targets, but there's very little upside. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking other directions against a really good Broncos defense.
All right. So the next game I think on the slate we're going to talk about is the Dolphins and the Buccaneers. On the surface, that game just screams blowout, ugly game. But in terms of fantasy football, I kind of want some action in that because, one, the Dolphins can't stop anybody on the ground. So Rojo and playoff Lenny, Super Bowl Lenny, really good options. The Dolphins did get Raekwon Davis back, their big run-stuffing defensive tackle. But, we're gonna need to see it before they actually can stop anybody.
Yeah.
So in terms of the Buccaneers getting a big lead and letting those guys punch in touchdowns in the red zone, which is probably going to happen early and often, the same goes for the Dolphins offense, like Mike Gesicki and Jalen Waddle with no Will Fuller, no Devontae Parker. Is this that game where we see why he was drafted, top six overall?
Well, I want to ask you, they've been using him super close to the line of scrimmage. Are they without Devontae Parker, that field stretch, do you think he gets to run routes farther
upfield? I would hope so, but the Dolphins offense and coaching staff has shown zero faith to put the ball deep, even with having Jalen Waddle, Will Fuller, a guy like all guys that can take tops off the defense.
Yeah.
They do not push the ball down the field. But they do manufacture touches for Jalen Waddle. Last week was his lowest. He had 12 targets against the Raiders or something like that. Only 60 yards was one of the lowest.
Yeah.
They're going to try to push the ball to him. And he is really on offense right now. The only guy that can crack a game open if they do have a slight shot at an upset. It's probably going to have to do with a Jalen Waddle touchdown. They traded Jakeem Grant. He's going to be returning punts, I think, today. So I'm a big Jalen Waddle fan, specifically for this game, because it could be a blowout and the Dolphins are going to be passing a lot.
I love Jalen Waddle in this spot. We just mentioned how banged up their receiving corps are. 2 weeks ago, he had 13 targets in a game that, you know, they were trailing for a majority of, which you were at. You were at that game. He only had 58 yards, but if you're playing PPR, you get 12 catches for 58 yards. That's 17.8 fantasy points. That's a solid day. You're taking
1,000%. Where do you feel comfortable in terms of just wide receivers out there? Like, are you, if you have him, are you getting him in the lineup no matter what? Are you comfortable benching a guy like Allen Robinson?
That's a, you know what? That's a great barometer, and we're going to get to that game here in a little bit. But Allen Robinson is the barometer for how comfortable you are to start, guys, because personally, I'm looking for every excuse not to start Allen Robinson. So I love Jalen Waddle. I know you hit on Mike Gesicki. He's super interesting because he's really their slot receiver. Like, he's a slot receiver in a tight end body.
And in limited action, a guy that Jacoby Brissett has shown some faith to, who he wants to throw to, is comfortable throwing to. And Jacoby Brissett just does not see guys. So if he locks in on a certain target, he's going to push the ball to him.
That's good news. You mentioned him. I think you can actually play Jacoby Brissett in this game. We know that you can't run the ball against the Bucs. Not only can you, but teams don't even try. So I like
the Dolphins offensive line. It could get battered badly. So that scares me.
He's also going to be throwing maybe even 60. He might throw 60 passes today.
It could be.
So I think he's playable. And if you have questions, would you rather start Jacoby Brissett or your quarterback? Text us 888-957.
Or DFS play.
957.
Nice stack there.
By the way, we are the Waiver Wire Boys. I am Lucas Alexander. This is Tommy Call. We'll be here till 10 a.m. leading you up to kickoffs of the early game. Okay. Next game. Saints at Washington football team. Tony Jones Jr. has been placed on IR. He was kind of the two. He was the Latavius Murray behind Alvin Kamara. He was the reason that the Saints felt comfortable cutting Latavius Murray. And now with Tony Jones Jr. on IR, Kamara's going to get all the work he can handle, even more than he already had.
Not threatened by Divine Azigbo?
I am not.
Okay.
I've seen how many teams has he been on in last 3 years?
He was amazing at Nebraska.
Oh, great.
Amazing.
Really, really great. the Saints offense is so unpredictable, I don't want to touch any of it. Even against a bad Washington football team defense, I don't want to trust any other Saints in my lineup right now. It's Alvin Kamara, and that's about it. Am I wrong? Are you interested in little Jordan Humphrey? Can I offer you a little Jordan Humphrey? Marquez Callaway?
No.
Adam Trautman?
Deontay Harris is probably the only guy in that receiving core that I would be interested in.
Really?
That's a low end. He's been producing, and I do think this game, because how the Washington football team plays, Taylor Heinicke, your boy, they're going to throw. I think these two teams, the combination of Jameis and Heinicke, they are two quarterbacks that just kind of YOLO, throw the ball downfield, and big plays happen like we've seen with Terry McLaurin. And it could be similar for the Saints as well. That's the only light of hope I have, if I had to start some of those guys, that this game could get rather exciting because of the quarterbacks just don't care about launching the ball deep down the field. So, and their coaches are okay with it too.
Yeah. When you think about the Saints offensively and defensively, you never know which team is going to show up.
True.
We've had 4 weeks and we've had two good games from them and two awful games.
Yeah.
They just lost to the Giants. So I don't know what you're getting in terms of matching up with them. Antonio Gibson, again, playing through a stress fracture in his shin. He will give it a go today. I think you probably have to get him in your lineups. He's like a guaranteed 10, 15 touches as long as he stays healthy. They want to run the football, and the Saints, I mean, who knows what they're going to do offensively. You're probably going to have to keep up with them, and they're going to score. So you're playing him. He's a low-end RB2 this week. JD McKissick is super interesting. Now that we know that Gibson is dealing with this injury, we kind of realize why McKissick is getting so much of the passing down work. Not only is he good, he's a wide receiver in a running back's body, but now we know that Gibson's a little bit banged up. So play JD McKissick as a flex option if you like. I'm super interested by him this week. You're starting Terry McLaurin.
No doubt.
And not this week, Tommy. Just a guy to keep your eye on. Curtis Samuel is back. This will be his second week back after dealing with a groin really all off season. It kind of flared up on him this week. He will play. I'm not starting him against the Saints, but I think he saw four targets, caught all of
them
last
week. He's a playmaker
week.
When he gets going. And I loved him in Carolina,
on a team that doesn't have playmakers.
True.
So they need to take advantage of all of the playmakers that they have. Speaking of Curtis Samuel's old team, how about the Panthers, Todd? They get the Eagles today.
Okay, so you had your lock of the week. It up. This is my lock of the week right here. I am all in on this game in terms of 46.5 is where the over-under sits right now. I'm smashing the over in that game. These okay. both of these, Carolina's defense is okay, but I think they're out. No Shaq Thompson in this game. Stephon Gilmore is obviously not playing yet. So they are limited defensively. And Philadelphia, like we saw last week, they can't stop anybody. And DJ Moore has been arguably a top five receiver this season. He's looked incredible.
He's a legitimate superstar.
Yeah, and so in every DFS slate I can, I have Darnold and DJ Moore in this game because Tyreek Hill scored, what, 3 touchdowns against them? I get it. That's the Chiefs, and they do that to everybody.
Yeah.
But how we've seen Darnold force the ball to DJ Moore all the time, and DJ Moore is just making play after play after play, he could not match that production, but have a big game like that. And the Eagles just can't stop anybody. And these two teams are very interesting to me because this is the week where we find out, like, are these teams playoff teams? Like, are they really bad? We don't know. Like, they're both similar in that way where they're just kind of middle of the pack where they do look good sometimes. They have little phases of their game that looks good. And I think it just could be a little bit of a barn burner. That's the game we're going to tune into at 1 o'clock before the Niners game started.
Okay.
It's red zone. It's a 6-point game, something like that, and a team is driving to score, and I think it's going to be the Panthers. So I'm all in. Start DJ Moore. Start Sam Darnold if you have him. I'm starting him in a 14-man league, in the 95-7 league, actually.
Nice.
And
are you starting Robbie Anderson? 11 targets last week.
No. He's another guy that we got to see to prove it because DJ Moore has just been so good.
We'll get to the 510's question about starting Chuba Hubbard in a second, but I want to finish the Eagles side of this game. You're starting Devontae Smith.
Probably.
What are you doing with Miles Sanders?
Nothing.
He's had 15 touches over his last 2 weeks.
Kenneth Gainwell.
Yeah, that's his backup. Yeah,
like he is more interesting at this point.
Yeah, to me personally,
than anything Miles Sanders has done.
Yeah, he's a wait and prove it for
and
me.
And then Jalen Hurts got to start him because he's just he's the playmaker.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of this game, we have two. First, we're gonna go to the 415. Jalen Hurts or Joe Burrow? We just talked about the Bengals against
the
Packers. Jalen Hurts. For me, is an absolute lock every week.
Yeah, you have to almost start him. Yeah. He's just been so good. He's in the top 5 fantasy quarterback this season, right?
Yeah.
And take him out!
Wait, was that Butch?
I don't ever want to see him again!
Who's that guy? Who is that?
Crazy person. To the 510, Kareem Hunt, Joe Mixon, or Chuba Hubbard? Kareem Hunt gets the Chargers.
Starting one of them?
Green Bay. I don't know. They said okay to start.
This is gonna call me crazy, but I like Kareem Hunt in this. Kareem Hunt's hard to go against every week because he's just so consistent. Catches the ball, runs. I know Nick Chubb's there, obviously, but I don't know. Yeah. I like it. I like Nick Chubb in this game. I'm just afraid of Hubbard, just because I think this game could be so pass heavy.
I lean safety, Chuba Hubbard. I think I know what his workload is gonna be. Joe Mixon banged up. Kareem Hunt is he's the change of pace back in with Cleveland. So I would definitely lean Chuba over those three, But
I think Kareem Hunt's going to have a nice game because I think the Chargers are going to – that's going to be a
– okay.
I think it's going to be a close game.
That's fair. Start Jalen Hurts or Sam Darnold. Make your pick. I think we just said it.
Woo!
Jalen Hurts is the guy.
Yeah,
Tommy, we have to step aside for a quick second.
Let's
have a couple more morning games, and then we're going to get to the afternoon games and the big one. Trey Lance gets his first career NFL start in 4 hours about.
Wow.
So we'll get you ready.
What's
for that
up to
one
right now?
I don't know, probably just stretching.
I was day drinking.
Hopefully not goo. And I have a live read for the first time ever. I get to do a live read. Ready? The Butcher Boy Joe Shasky is back with another episode of Elevate Your Tailgate. Check out the latest episode on 957thegame.com and on 957 the game social channels. Elevate Your Tailgate is brought to you by Chef's Toys, a kitchen and restaurant supply store trusted by grill masters and tailgate kings. Visit chefstoys.com or a store near you. I almost had it perfectly. This is the Waiver Wire Boys. I am Lucas Alexander. That's Tommy Cole. We'll be back with you. One more segment on the other side.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Check out your dad with the swag on the flow. Mama gon' brag when I walk in the door. Y'all ain't never seen a gorilla in the mist.
Now, back to Waiver Wire Boys Live with Lucas Alexander and Tommy Call on 95.7 The Game.
Do you know who this is, Tommy?
Mickey Apple?
I have no clue. I just told Sterling, get us something to get us fired up.
Dude, Slim Biscuit, man.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Shows my rock knowledge. Really, really strong. This is the Waiver Wire Boys. I'm Lucas Alexander, your host. Tommy Call sitting shotgun with me today until 10 a.m. We're getting you ready. Fantasy football all day. 888-957-9570. You can call in with your start sits. You can text us, same number, and we will get to you. And before we get to anything, any of our other matchups, and we're going to get to the Niners Cardinals here in just a second. Trey Lance, it's the Trey Lance era, at least for a week. So we're going to get to what that means fantasy-wise in just a second, but I want to hit some start sit questions. I'm just going to rapid fire a couple right at you, Tommy.
Let's hit it.
From the 925, Hank Ruggs, my guy, or Christian Kirk? This is a fun one. Hank Ruggs goes against a not very good Chicago secondary and Christian Kirk against the Niners.
I've never heard Hank for Henry Ruggs before, and I love it. So perfect. I'm all in. That makes me want to even start him more. But in all honesty, Ruggs is a guy, too, that can win you weeks by having just a breakout game. 3 catches, 147 yards, and 2 touchdowns type of performance every week, I think, for him. It's in the cards. Even if we don't see it, so no doubt about, I'm all in on Ruggs.
Was that a pun on why you're playing him over Christian Kirk? It's in the cards. Okay.
Ayo.
Hank Ruggs, I'm super interested by him this weekend. Moving forward, he's like actually finally a part of the offense. Jon Gruden actually starting to get him the ball. He had 5 targets just twice all season last year in his rookie year. He's had at least 5 targets every single game this year.
Love that number.
And a great matchup. Chicago's allowing the 3rd most fantasy points to wide receivers this season. And they've given up so many explosive plays. I really like him this week. One more from the text line, 510. Emmanuel Sanders or A.J. Green, same game for A.J. Green against the Niners, a banged-up Niners secondary. Or Emmanuel Sanders with probably outside of your local rooting interest, it's the game of the week. AFC Conference Championship
exciting.
Game.
The only thing, though, is with the Bills is they just have so many options, especially with Diggs at the top. Cole Beasley. We know
like
what
that.
He can do. And then Dawson Knox is turning into a legitimate weapon for the Bills offense week after week. He's been producing through the first quarter of the season so far. I'm starting a guy like that if I have him. So Emmanuel Sanders makes me a little worried. But in all the games on the slate, this could be the one with the most fireworks. So I might want to just a little action in that game going into Sunday night tonight, have something to root for. So if you want it like that, I don't know, though. That's a really tough call.
I think it's the highest over-under on the slate, if I can find my number.
It's like 57.
In the words of the wise Al Smizzle, it's high and tight. High and tight. You want something. You want a spread that's high or a total that's high and a spread that is tight. It's a 3-point spread, 57-point total. That's a dream for when you're looking to stack a fantasy game, when you're looking for fantasy targets. That's a guy. One more from the 707. Keep them coming. 888-957-9570.
Wake up, baby.
Ross Dwelly, you have any interest?
No.
Perfect. Let's move on. Oh, by the way, we have a final. It is rare that we get to come in on a Sunday morning. We can talk about a game that went final while we were playing.
It's over, man.
It's over. It's over across the pond, yeah? 27-20, your final. The Falcons didn't completely falcon.
Yeah.
They get a win. They're now 2-3 against the Jets. There's not much to talk about fantasy-wise on the Jets side. But Cordarrelle Patterson, he's the guy.
Doing his thing.
Led the backfield, 14 touches, 54 yards. Also had 9 targets. Caught 7 of them for 60 yards. That's a great PPR day for him. But I think the story, outside of Matt Ryan, who looked really good, the story for the Falcons is finally we got a Kyle Pitts breakout game. I know that their receiving core was super banged up. They were without
Calvin Hurst Ridley caught a touchdown.
Hayden Hurst got in there. They were without Russell Gage as well. So it was going to be the Kyle Pitts show. Covey asked me last week if I'm worried about the slow start from Kyle Pitts. I said I could not be any more emphatic that I was not worried about
Rookie
Kyle
start
Pitts.
Slow. Yeah.
He caught a touchdown. He had a great line. He had 10 targets, caught 9 of them for 119 yards. Great, great game for Kyle Pitts.
The
and
most
as said
important
it,
thing from that game is we no longer have to hear Lucas's English accent. Personally, for me, I'm just happy about that. So we can move on.
Until next week. Until next week.
Oh, yeah. Next week, we got another game across the pond.
And I get to talk about your Dolphins with my English accent. Right? Raiders defense or Minnesota defense, 5-1-0. Any interest?
Minnesota against the Lions, probably.
They're
both
actually pretty good options.
Well, Justin Fields, you don't know what he could do. And being named as the starter, he could go crazy. It's always
I want to get to this in 1 second because I'm going to make an executive decision. We're going to go quickly through these next two games. Yeah. I'm just going to run quick. I'm quickly through it. Pats Texans, that was supposed to be your game. Play Damien Harris.
That's about it.
And
Jacoby Myers, yeah. Maybe, you know. Yeah.
And usually your
Texans,
only Texan is
nobody.
Brandon Cooks. And
that's a sad story.
We know what Bill Belichick does. He takes away your number one option. He's the clear number one option on that team.
I do like Damien Harris in terms of DFS this week, though.
Perfect.
Because he's cheap.
I do, too. The other game that we had is the Titans and Jags. There's actually a lot of injury news. We don't need to go crazy into it. A.J. Brown is back. Julio is not. And I think you have to play A.J. Brown. Apparently, he looks smooth in practice for whatever that means. And you know what? If you have a true wide receiver to play instead of him, go ahead. Also, congrats on your incredibly stacked team. If you have, like Matt Kolsky texted me last night. He said, I'm playing D.J. Moore and Keenan Allen instead of A.J. Brown. Like,
how do you
dude.
Have all those guys?
Like, congrats.
Well, DJ
on your...
Moore did fall like crazy in most drafts.
Yes, he did. And congrats on your six-team league that you're about to win. So good job by you. DJ Chark's season is over. If we go real quick to
one
the
question
Jackson.
Though, one oh, question yeah. about this: do you? We're gonna sprinkle in DFS content as much as we can. Lucas
sure.
and I love our DraftKings, FanDuel, all that stuff, fun stuff. Do you pay for Derrick Henry this week against the Jags? It's like 9K, I think, like one of the obviously the most expensive running back, especially with Christian McCaffrey and Dalvin Cook out.
I would. I think there's so much value everywhere, including Trey Lance, who I absolutely love. I'm playing him. I think there's so much value in the wide receivers. Kadarius Toney is super interesting. Tight ends,
you can get
defense.
Basically
I'm
what you're
down.
Saying. You
yeah.
can get options elsewhere to pay for Derrick Henry.
Take the safety of Derrick Henry. He's gonna eat, and this is not a good defense that he's going against. On the other side of the ball, Carlos Hyde is back. He had a scratch last week with a shoulder. James Robinson's looked really good over the last 2 weeks. You're playing him, and I actually think you can play Trevor Lawrence this week.
I got to start sit for you. James Robinson or Chase Edmonds, full PPR.
Chase Edmonds or James Conner?
Robinson.
James Robinson.
Yeah,
I trust
so too.
That role
I think so
a little bit more than any. And I just talking about DJ Chark's season being over, this is a great opportunity for Marmaduke Jones Jr. and LaVisca Chenault, a guy I love. Okay, to the afternoon games. Mr. Tommy Call, we get the Bears and the Raiders. This is your second favorite NFL team. David Montgomery is out of the picture for the next month or so. You're playing Damian Williams. This is why I wanted to wait to get to this spot about that Raiders defense and Minnesota defense. What do you make of the Raiders secondary, who was really good last week? They held Mike Williams to one catch, held Keenan Allen in check. They're now going to be without
a lot of guys.
Arnett and
Trayvon Mullen.
Trayvon Mullen. So they are not healthy. But they're a relatively good defense.
They
How does that?
Well, because they get pressure. They get pressure with four guys. They don't have to send a bunch of different, you know, blitzes and all these things. Max Crosby has been a absolute monster on that defensive line, so it's helped free up that secondary. So that, but still, we don't know anything. I know the Bears offense has been so lackluster, but what Justin Fields can do personally, I would want to stay away from that. The guy is the definition of an X factor that could take over a game. He could rush for 50 yards, throw for more, like drop bombs. He's a smart kid too, so I'm interested in seeing how, but it's what I'm more worried about is like Matt Nagy might limit him more than anything the Raiders do.
Without David Montgomery, maybe they pass a little bit more. But then again, Damian Williams is a legitimate NFL back. We saw what he could do in Kansas City as the lead guy. So you're
former
playing
Finn.
Him former Finn. That's right. So you're playing him. And I don't think that changes the game plan, the switch from Montgomery to Damian Williams. Justin Fields has completed 17 passes in his two starts.
Yeah.
So that is the worry for Allen Robinson and Darnell Mooney. Mooney blew up last week. It was the Lions. This is the Raiders. They're a little bit better. So.
I still am probably rolling with Minnesota. And if we're just talking about fantasy defenses, I lean Minnesota just because of the Lions. You know Jared Goff's good for at least a turnover or two every single game, even if he's playing well.
Okay, we touched on Josh Jacobs. We touched on Hank Ruggs. I think you're playing both those guys if you can. Hank Ruggs, wide receiver 3, flex territory. Josh Jacobs, super, super low end RB2. But we did mention Peyton Barber out of the picture, so he should have the early downs all to himself. Hunter Renfrow, solid, high floor wide receiver 3. He won't kill you. He's not super exciting. He has to get in the end zone to really make some things happen for your lineup, but he's not going to ruin it for you in that. Sometimes you
and
need
then
that.
Darren Waller, another guy you probably pay for. Yeah. Yes.
You're playing him. Browns Chargers, Todd. You got anything in this game
for us? I would say this is one of the more exciting games of the week. Two teams in the AFC that, like, are how good really are they?
Yeah.
And I think they could be showing off, and especially the Chargers. They're different than anything. They're not the Vikings. They're not the team that the Browns have played against this year. They're going to try and stretch that defense out. And Rashawn Slater versus Myles Garrett on that that offensive line, defensive line, I think it's just going to open the game up. I'll take any of those guys. No matter how good the Browns rush defense is, I'm still playing Austin Ekeler. Very comfortable with the two. Playing Mike Williams. And even I'm rolling with Odell if I can. This could be his game just because the Browns, I think, are going to have to pass the ball. They can't not throw. Baker Mayfield might have the shoulder injury. They're going to have to throw, I think, in this game. I don't see this game being 14-10. Yeah, I'm seeing this game 27-35.
I think this game's pretty straightforward. The only question mark is Kareem Hunt. And if you have Kareem Hunt as
a
flex player, you're probably playing him.
Yeah, because of how this game could potentially look, I like Kareem Hunt because I just think that the Browns are going to have to throw the football to win.
Two questions from the 415. I got Juju, but I really want to take him out of my lineup. I hear you, and I agree. I have Samuel. I believe that's Curtis Samuel. Yeah. He has Josh Gordon. He or she, I should say. Josh Gordon and Quintez Cephus, the guy that you just mentioned. Would you rather play Juju? Where's that line for Quintez Cephus?
Yeah.
Juju?
It's pretty close, if not just leaning to Cephus. But just for tonight, man, Josh Gordon.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah?
It's a wait and see. How many times have we tried to build up Byron Pringle and DeMarcus Robinson and Mecole Hardman? Like, there isn't a second wide receiver you want there.
But none of those guys are as talented as Josh Gordon. And it's not even close. So, and I just, that game could be crazy. But the Bills defense can take guys away.
They can. But I mean, for me, it's
a
wait and see approach.
It's a close call because Juju, yuck.
I think I'd go Juju over Quintez Cephus. I think the floor is there, and again, I just side on.
I'd probably cross my fingers and roll Josh Gordon just to see it happen.
Yeah, well, you're less risk averse than I am.
Yeah, I like to, you know, what are we doing this for, people? It's fantasy football.
Two more. They keep coming in. 888-957-9570. Keep giving us your start sit questions. We got 15 minutes until games start. The early ones do. Any opinions on Nyheim Hines? They play Monday Night Football against the Ravens. And in fact, we can just do that game now because I don't really want to talk about that game. Nyheim Hines, Monday Night Football.
Nah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
One other question from the 707. What is a waiver wire boy? That is an outstanding question.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
happening right now. You're experiencing it. You're listening to it in your ears right now is what that is.
Well, you're talking to two of them. And I guess you can become one yourself. Just take our advice. The name
T-shirt's on the way.
Yeah, sure. Mm. The name came from, you know, the waiver wire on Tuesday nights whenever they clear Wednesday morning. Mm. I was indoctrinated into the podcast. I didn't start it. Shout out Nash and Ryan Covey. And it's just the person who takes advantage of the waiver wire. Mm. And you win your fantasy leagues because of it.
We're stealing the brand, pretty much.
That is on brand to steal the brand. Okay, one more game before we finally get to Trey Lance. I know I've been teasing it all day, but we got to get to the other ones.
Got
to
get there.
Giants at Cowboys. The Giants wide receivers Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton are out. Last week, similar situation against the Saints. Actually, same situation. Both Shepard and Slayton out. Daniel Jones had his best day ever as a pro passer. Mm. He threw for over 400 yards. Kenny G had his best game as a Giant, 6 for 113. Now he gets the Trevon Diggs treatment.
A lot of it came on
treatment.
One play, yeah.
Yep. Trevon Diggs, he's a catch in every single game, and he plays defense, so those are picks. Four picks in a row. Pretty darn impressive for the young corner there, and he's turning into a shutdown corner, which is pretty cool. So Kenny G gets a tough matchup. I think that opens things up for Kadarius Toney. He said hello to people. He's a rookie wide receiver. There was all sorts of controversy about where the Giants drafted him. We don't need to get into that. He led the team with 9 targets last week, 6 for 78. I love him in DFS, and I think he's on the flex radar, Tommy.
The thing is about this game, that totally stands out, and you're going to play your guys on the Cowboys because that offense can be electric. But it's just, Luke, what, we're in week 5?
We are.
Daniel Jones is a starter on...
He's top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, on 80% of your league. I mean, there's only a couple guys you don't start because of him. And it's, we like to make our jokes about Daniel Jones, and I'm sure he's
going to. You might. I don't. I love that guy.
He's going to fall on his face at some point, but it hasn't been, it hasn't happened yet. And we got to wait to see. I mean, this guy, I don't know. I'm starting to respect him, Luke. I'm becoming a fan in terms of fantasy because he's just been putting up numbers.
Simple.
And,
the rushing.
And
outside.
I still think too, people are just so like, if you don't watch him play and you just see the numbers, you might be scared. And the Giants are awful. If he's available on the waiver wire, shout out waiver wire boys. Go grab him.
Go grab him. I like it. Usually we do a stream wars, but we changed the format of the show. We got to get through every single game in the matchups. Speaking of every game, we got to get to the other side of this one for the Cowboys. Amari's going to play, but he gets James Bradbury. And in two matchups against the Giants last year, he had a combined line of 8-64 against James Bradbury and the Giants. No touchdowns in those two games. A little bit scary. You have to play Amari, but it's a definite downgrade to me. And if you're in Matt Kolsky's league and you have five wide receiver ones, I'm sitting Amari. CeeDee Lamb, he had one of his worst games of his young career last year. Two catches for 13 yards against Carolina. It's a bounce back spot for me. He's fading Bradbury. He's going to see my guy, Adoree Jackson, but I still think he's okay. And also to round out this offense, obviously you're playing Zeke, and I don't like talking about Tony Pollard because I never know when he's going to pop. But I love Dalton Schultz this week. I think this is real, what he's been doing. 15 targets over the last 2 weeks, 12 catches on
Dak
those 15 targets.
It's the comfortability. They're just building that relationship.
3 touchdowns in those 2 weeks, 138 yards. Dak does love him. It's an awesome spot against the Giants. They have two really strong corners on the outside. You can get him up the middle.
I do think, though, this week we will see McCarthy and the Cowboys offense push the ball to CeeDee. Just for what happened last week. And if you saw them that first game, they were just forcing the ball at him, firing away. So I think that, again, you're going to roll CeeDee.
Okay, before we get to the Niners, and it is right here, I have a couple start sit questions for you. From the 925, Mike Evans or Deontay Johnson? Mike Evans gets your Dolphins. Deontay Johnson gets the Broncos in my lock of the week, the under in that game.
Yeah, probably Mike Evans. Probably, but he could, like, the Dolphins secondary is pretty good. Byron Jones, Xavier Howard. That's where they're going to try to win the game, locking those guys down. But
I'm taking the floor. It's Deontay Johnson. I love Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, you love him.
I love that guy. He's a lock for 10 targets every single week. And, well, knock on wood.
Ooh, we're split up here.
When he's healthy, it's Deontay Johnson for me. He and Najee are the only
925, we did not help.
Deontay Johnson, that's the answer for me. I think Mike Evans probably has a higher ceiling, but he's probably not going to reach it as often as Deontay Johnson reaches his floor, which is really nice. Last one, and we're going to get to the Niners, and that'll probably be it for us. 5-1-0, choose one. Mitchell, I'm guessing that's Elijah. Elijah Mitchell, James Conner, Melvin Gordon III. This is interesting, and it'll lead us right into the Niners.
I think Elijah Mitchell. That's a lowly squad right there, but I think you roll Elijah Mitchell, especially if he's looking good in practice.
Let's talk about it. 49ers, Cardinals. This is Trey Lance's first career NFL start. The Trey era is here. George Kittle to IR. He'll miss the next 4 weeks. Of course, the Niners have a bye in there. Thank you, Goo. Elijah Mitchell is back, so we mentioned him. Trey Sermon finally looked good last week. And Kyle Juszczyk is there. So this is a three-headed monster, not to mention Jaquez Patrick, who I believe is still on the team. Mm. Trenton Cannon, did he get cut yet?
I don't know.
Okay, he should have gotten cut on the tarmac like Lane Kiffin after Sunday's game. Just drive him to the Santa Clara airport, cut him.
Right to jail.
What do you make of the Niners' backfield? Let's start right there before we get to the Trey effect. I guess the Trey will have an effect on the backfield.
It's so hard to predict. It's one of the more confusing situations in the NFL. And that's every year. It's the Kyle Shanahan's thing. It's so hard to pick a guy. I do think it was crazy what we saw from Elijah Mitchell in week one. We haven't really seen him reciprocate that, but he's been banged up. And then the fact that Trey Sermon looked good in the previous week does make the situation more confusing.
Definitely.
But I feel comfortable rolling with Mitchell because how good he did look in week one.
So our options are, to go back to the question from the 510, Elijah Mitchell, James Conner, Melvin Gordon III. I think we talked about, James Conner's not very safe, so I don't love that. And Melvin Gordon is in a timeshare. I guess Mitchell is too, but I expect this running game to really take off today with Trey Lance in the backfield. I think Elijah leads it and touches that backfield. I'm good with Elijah over the other two. Now to the passing game options for the Niners. I think we talked about Ross Dwelly. We're not super interested. You mentioned Kyle Juszczyk and that they use him more as a tight end when George Kittle was out last year.
Just
and in the
passing
past.
Game, yeah, he does get targets. He gets looks.
You're playing Debo and then Brandon Ayuk. I should say Brandon Ayuk is back. He looked like we were trending in the right direction after week three. He played 87% of snaps, finally looking like he was going to be back to himself from last season. He had six targets in week three, caught a touchdown. And then last week, 67% of snaps, right back down in a game that they had to throw a lot. Like that was, and that's maybe one of the notes to take away from last week in a from the fantasy perspective. Trey comes in at halftime. It was a 7-7 game, a couple turnovers, and all of a sudden they're down two touchdowns, 21-7. I don't know how much you can take from the running game aspect of this.
Yeah.
Overall, you have one takeaway from Trey Lance taking over for Jimmy Garoppolo. Who does it help? What does it do for the offense?
The one glimmering layer of hope with Brandon Ayuk is he did perform really well when Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't around last year when he was hurt. He just started developing chemistry with whoever was under center for the 49ers.
They were pushing the ball downfield. Is that what you're
reaching
into?
Well, and they were down in games and they had to, you know. I do think this game could, like, the 49ers hope in winning this game is control the clock and really press the run game and keep the Cardinals offense off the field. A lot easier said than done. We could see some fireworks in this game, and it could just force Kyle Shanahan to put the ball in Trey Lance's hand and push the ball down the field to a guy like Brandon Ayuk. I have Ayuk across almost every league. I was very high on him coming into this season. Thought he was the second coming of Davante Adams. So I am crossing my fingers and going for it again this week. I'm rolling him as
You're
a flex option.
Him?
Yeah, I have to pretty much in most leagues.
Okay.
I mean, I took him as my wide receiver too, almost across the board.
Wowzers.
I you gotta roll with, I don't know. I think this is the week. If we see if it's bad, because that game, the script could be crazy, a lot of passing if the 49ers go down. And if Ayuk doesn't do it this week, then it's like, is this guy cuttable pretty much?
I hope not.
Are we approaching that territory? We are.
We have been. We've been there all year. For me, it's a wait and see. I'm not cutting him yet, and I'm waiting to see.
In a 10-man league, you can cut him.
From what I've seen from Trey Lance, and I went back and watched his second half again last night, and really, he doesn't dump down. So if he's...
His eyes are always peeled.
Yeah. Always downfield, and if that's not there, he's taking off and running. I think it's great for his fantasy value. It's not great for George Kittle when he gets healthy. It's not great for the running backs out of the backfield. It's not great for Ross Dwelly when he's filling in on the short term. But it is good for Debo and Ayuk, because Ayuk actually has a higher average depth of target. He's the one running the deeper routes. So... not by much, but I mean, more than Debo. I think they're both really nice options. You're playing them. On the other side, we can be really, really quick. I think you're playing Chase Edmonds. I'm worried about James Conner. He's a touchdown-dependent flex option. I love Nukin this week. This is a reminder game. Forgot about DeAndre?
What about Rondale?
It's too much.
Yeah.
Not playing enough snaps for me. AJ Green, 6+ catches in every game this year. That is an awesome
Crazy.
Spot for him. The last game that we will touch on, Bills Chiefs, 57 over under, high and tight. We said it. Play everybody.
Play everybody.
It's really simple.
Get a
Play
piece
everybody.
Of that action if you can.
Tommy, this was a pleasure. Thank you for joining us, and we'll do it again next week.
Can't wait.
Waiver Wire Boys, Lucas Alexander, Tommy Cole.
It
was a pleasure.
Look
we will
up
get
in the
to you. I will drop a podcast on Tuesday. We have some fun plans in store for the pod Tuesday, Friday. We'll be back with you next Sunday. Enjoy
Can't
the
wait,
games.
Baby.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.